Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, they were just highlighting this, so I may as well just cover it really quick. They're talking about the victims of the shooter, right? Mr. Card is responsible for murdering 18 people. And, of course, they're going to blame the gun. And what they're going to try to do is remove the gun rather than dealing and setting the precedent that we will not tolerate the crime by making him an example for the country to see that if you commit a crime like this, we are going to hang you publicly. That's what they used to do in this country. That's teaching them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6. That's not what they do anymore. No, they need these lone wolves. They always have to be lone wolves, friends, because they need to drive the narrative. But I want to go back to this guy who's responsible for 18 dead. This was just highlighted as they were teeing up the show. And it's interesting, a firearms instructor and a longtime Army reservist, Mr. Card here, began to hear voices that were saying horrible things about him. And about a couple of months ago when he was fitted for high-powered hearing aids, according to Katie Card, who is married to his brother. Can we say MK Ultra? I know that people out there think that this is just way out there. No, these crimes are abnormal. What they're doing is abnormal. This is not the run of the mill when it comes to these crimes, friends. Okay, it's not like normal people are just sitting around thinking about destroying other human beings. No, 9 times out of 10, that's not the case. And I'm not saying every once in a while you're not going to get some lunatic in the mix. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that we're seeing more and more in more of this, if they're not on dangerous antidepressants, psychotropic drugs, which side effects are suicide ideation, murder, the list goes on. And they're telling you that they're doing it so that they can indemnify themselves if a crime is committed while on these drugs that used to be illegal in the 1950s in this country. That's what antidepressants are, just for the record. But, folks, we're going back to Mr. Card here. We're seeing this, and we're hearing this more and more and more and more. Hearing voices. Horrible voices, he said. Remember the Navy Yard shooter? Same exact thing. What about the Batman shooter? Same exact thing. Folks, the list goes on. So don't sit back and act like this is just happening. It's amazing when you go to social media platforms how people will say, it's amazing how these things happen just in time. Yep, when they need it. That's right. That's a red flag, friends. That's where it's created. That's where it's done by agencies and entities out there that are caused to and paid and promoted to do the crime, commit the crime. And so the government can stand back and play the problem solver. And if you know anything about history, dictators create the crime and then they play the problem solvers. And history teaches us that the problem solvers are the ones that were responsible for committing the crime in the first place. This is insane when people don't think. It really, truly is. But again, I just wanted to show you, friends, they're going to blame the gun, like they always do. And I'm here to tell you, Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, I'm here to tell you, you have a Second Amendment right for the very purpose of what's happening today. They can go ahead and negotiate gun rights all that they want to, but I'm here to tell the people that if you don't remove them when they transgress their own oaths and assuming authority that's never been given unto them, and you allow them to continuously create policies that undermine your Second Amendment to strip you of your God-given rights, remember at the end of the day, you forfeited them. Rights are not taken away, they're forfeited. So when that day comes, or if it comes, remember you forfeited your God-given rights. And I'm telling you right now, the whole purpose that the Lord gave us through the forefathers to establish the Second Amendment was for the very purpose of what we are dealing with today. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Okay? This is insane what's going on. Blaming the gun for the crime? Does the criminal, if he survives his crime, is he set free and is the gun thrown in jail? I remember somebody said on the back of one of their tire wheel covers after Columbine, where they said, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. And as funny as that sounds, it's exactly right on. It's exactly what's right on. Smack spot on, friends. You don't blame the weapon. You blame the person that made the choice, Deuteronomy 30:19, to commit the crime. Romans 6:16, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? You made the choice to do it. And everybody knows that. And I'll tell you what, criminals working on the behest of that of dictatorships, they're not waiting for the crime to happen. They'll just go out and create it for themselves so they can continuously war against the rights of the people to further enslave them. When your Second Amendment goes, I should say it this way, going back to the Second Amendment, if your Second Amendment goes, friends, it's all done by yourselves. I just want to reiterate that point. I cannot reiterate that point enough. Because all of the history that we've got, biblically, and what our forefathers established through the Second Amendment, and even going to the preamble of the Second Amendment, to ensure our right to bear arms, to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed, friends, means just that. If it goes, you can rest assured that's your last mercy. The rest of you are going to go too. You already see what's happening across the border. You already see how the government is alluring these people in. You already see even the likes of Mayorkas, again, being busted for lying, the head of the DHS. This is the organization that was created after September 11, 2001, that accused Americans, 72 definitions of Americans, friends, as domestic terrorists. Not the Muslims that we were told for 18 years that were the problem. Not to the subversive communists that are within agencies in America that are doing their best to upend who we are as a people, one nation under God. No, none of that. Or the immoral, no, folks, it doesn't apply to them neither. It applies to you, and applies to me. So if they want to call me a domestic terrorist because I obey the word of God and the Constitution, then you know what, so what? Make me a t-shirt. I will wear the t-shirt. I will wear that t-shirt. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to give us a call, that is that number. If you want to go check us out on social media platforms, please do that as well. Top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of the page again, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to show you guys something on social media platforms so you again can see this. There's a lot of people joining us that are brand new, so it's not, again, tedious for me to reiterate the points that I need to make here. See all of these on the right side? I'm showing them YouTube right now. These are all videos of Senator Hawley, who's another controlled operative. That's all he is. Where's the justice? Answer the objective to yourselves, friends. Where's the justice? When we begin to see justice, we know that someone's actually doing their job. They're legitimate. They're upholding the laws. They're condemning the crimes. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But until that happens, know that you're just being played by the clowns in the circus of politics. But again, when you look at the right, these are either John Kennedy, he's another one, just an absolute clown, friends. They sit there and they make light of the crimes that are being committed against we the people. Here's Senator Hawley, another one of Hawley. This one right here is John Kennedy, another one of Hawley, another one of Kennedy. This one is none other than Marjorie Taylor Greene. I've already exposed her for who she is. Bobart's another one. Rand Paul's another one. There's all these grillings that are going on. This is by Senator Hawley. This is by John Kennedy. Whatever becomes of all these grillings, friends. Grills. That's what they're called. Grills. Josh Hawley grills Biden judicial nominee. Grills, 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 grills. Friends, here, answer the question. If they're legitimate, then where is the justice? Where is the law enforcement? Why is the DOJ impotent? Why is there no lawful consequence to the crimes that are being committed concerning those that are incumbent in some fashion or form within some government or agency? How come there's no justice? Here's another one of Jim Jordan right here. He's grilling another guy here. Just all the grillings, folks. This whole page is just them getting grilled. All the criminals within government, folks, which only goes to show you it's nothing but a show. And there is a reason Americans, we call them the great appeasers, because they do nothing but appease the American people. You know, and I say this, friends, but I got to tell you again, just today, all of these fleeces by these same people that are becoming millionaires, literally within 1 to 3 years of being incumbent, they go into government, they're completely broke, they make $174,400 a year, and before you know it, they're millionaires. Hey, folks, like, for example, the video that I'm going to play for you, the audio that I'm going to play for you, this is Senator Hawley grilling Mayorkas. This is the guy that oversees the fox and the chicken coop concerning the DHS that is busing, along with Border Patrol, illegally busing illegals into America. But he's just being grilled. But what's funny about all of this, and the joke is on you, the American people, and I say this out of being angry about it, not happy about it. But the sick part about all of this is they fleece the constituents to show them that there's some sort of emergency and you better send in money to support them, because if you don't, we're going to lose our country. Folks, they've been doing this for decades, and the people continuously pour money in to support these people that are not doing their job right off the offset. And it's shameful. It really is. Here, let me go show you, because I always like to back up what I say here. I like to let them do it. I like to let you see them speak, the horse out of his own mouth, kind of a scenario here, metaphorically. And what I want you to hear is I want you to see Senator Hawley grill Mayorkas, because that's as far as it goes. It's just there to settle everybody down. These are the people, like same thing in the church, friends, with the likes of a Franklin Graham or other known individuals in the evangelical church today. They're just there to keep everybody in line. That's all they are. They want you to believe that they are as far as you can go. Read 1 Kings 13:33 and you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about. And again, Americans, let me say this. I'm not talking about a third world country here. I'm talking about your country that's being invaded right now. I'll show you that in just a moment. 8,000 individuals are heading towards the border right now. I played this at the beginning of the week. I'll get to that in just a moment. First things first here. Here is Senator Hawley, and yes, I'm mocking him because he's an absolute clown, but Senator Hawley grills Mayorkas, and I want you to listen as to why he is grilling him, the severity of the crimes and how they're being made light of. Okay? Here we go.
We're last before this committee, we talked about the tens of thousands, it's actually 420,000 unaccompanied migrant children who have come across the border under your watch. We talked about the reports of the...
Well, hey, you know, I'd ask the question, where's their parents? Where's the parents? Why are we seeing military-age men coming in without children, without women? Why are the children coming in separately from the men, from their fathers? You have to put things together in your head, folks. Let's continue.
These children who have been lost, who have been sold into labor trafficking.
Sold. Okay, so they know that children are being sold in America today.
Since your last appearance, the numbers have grown worse. It now approaches 100,000.
I got to stop you here, because this is just the way I'm overflowing right now. The word is shut up in my bones like a fire, and it has to go. Do you think that Senator Hawley, if this was one of his children that was being sold into a workforce, slave labor, being sex trafficked, do you think he'd be all calm, cool, and collective in such a fashion as he is here? Absolutely not. Or is he just taking orders? Is he just doing what he's supposed to be doing? You tell me.
Children, according to public reports, 100,000 children lost by your department and the Biden administration, migrant children.
Okay, as long as they can keep blaming Biden and your administration, I mean, as if to suggest that they're a government unto themselves, which they are absolutely not. I know a lot of people are too ignorant to know the truth or to know the difference, but the fact of the matter is we're ruled by law altogether. There is no party affiliations. There is no separation. Divide and conquer is only set up to divide and conquer the people more easily and simply. That's all it is set up for.
Sold into labor trafficking and sex trafficking.
Now, okay, labor trafficking, sex trafficking, said Senator Hawley.
Department of Homeland Security investigations has the authority to do child exploitation investigations. How many of these kids have you gotten back?
Senator, we actually have prioritized the rescue of children who have been human trafficked. Our role in the immigration process is to, with respect to unaccompanied...
Okay, so they're covering right now children that are coming into America illegally. Okay. He's talking about rescuing the children, but wait a second, who allured those children? Mayors and governors throughout the United States of America.
Okay. Specifically, is to turn them over under the law within 72 hours to the Department of Health and Human Services.
Exactly right, Dino. Exactly right.
But how many of the children, nearly 100,000 children, in the you've read the New York Times reports, I assume, Mr. Secretary.
I mean, and then they make reference to the New York Times as if to suggest that there's some credible outlet. You see how it's all played out within their parameter. It's all played out by all the same players within the same networks and these alliances, Isaiah 28, verse 18. Folks, this is all a show. The world is a stage. This is all a show. Okay? They want you to follow their lead into what's going on here. I'll tell you what. Stay your ground. Hold your ground. Folks, this is an alarm for war. It truly is Jeremiah 4:19, because these are our said representatives that are responsible for tolerating and committing the crimes. Okay, let's quit pretending, quit acting like somebody else is doing what they're doing. Quit acting like there's really a deep state, because there is not. I'm not saying there's not another government in place. There's no doubt about it. We see that right now. And you're seeing the players in that other government, because it's unconstitutional, because it's foreign to American government. Absolutely. But to say that there's a deep state, you are seriously incorrect. There's no such thing. If you want to challenge me on that, 1-866-582-9933.
Many reports, Senator Hawley.
But do you know what I'm talking about with the number of children who have been sent to do...
Does he seem distressed, folks?
...who are not being paid, who are not going to school, who are being denied food, migrant children unaccompanied, who are now in the clutches of labor traffickers.
That sounds like they were allured to me, folks, and my friend online just got done saying it sounds like a child trafficking ring. Yeah, but we've told you about that, too. The State Department... This has been going on in your country for a long time, friends. How many thousands of children every year have gone missing? And every time it gets up to the FBI, the whole investigation goes dead. Americans. I mean, folks, people say, Bradley, what are you yelling about? Let me ask you, why aren't you yelling? At this point in our history as to what's going on, he's talking about our children. Why aren't you yelling? My goodness, I seen a quote the other day, and I'm going to give it to you right now. He who is not angry when is just, cause for anger is immoral. Those that are not angry in a time like this, you're immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice, and there is no justice. Isaiah 59. And if you can live amid injustice without being angry, it's because you are immoral as well as the unjust. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Hey, folks, Senator Hawley... He is as bad as the rest of them. The whole line on YouTube is him just grilling people. Where, I ask, you're going to have to fill in the blank. Where, I ask, is the justice that preserves your freedoms? There is none. It only is going to come from you and me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasizing that message to reporters on Friday.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, giving them time to regroup and plot a new attack. Or new attacks.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to the memorial near the restaurant where the tragedy occurred.
This tragedy opens painful wounds all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Platforms.
I was just kicking off a quote during the end of the last segment. He who is not angry when there's a just cause for anger is immoral. I mean, folks, whoa! We're talking about a senator allegedly grilling Mayorkas for children being trafficked, enslaved into the workforce, and the Lord only knows what else. Oh, I want to say something to you bad guys really quick. It's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. But you aim for the little ones, and you better ask what's going on in your heart. You better ask the question as to what's driving you that direction. I'll tell you, the devil. Because the child is the model of heaven. And what is he going to go towards? Towards innocence. You put yourself in a bad place. There are lines with the Lord. And when you read Luke 17:2, you've crossed those lines when you've gone there. I have a friend that's an investigator out in Anoka County. And he had told me, Bradley, those that lay for children, pedophiles, he said, concerning sex crimes against kids, he said, those people are the nicest people to your face, he said, but don't ever turn your back on them. They're repeat criminals. Of course they are, because they have crossed the line. And how many of them survive when they get into prison? Not very many. Why? Because there's a sense of justice in the hearts of prisoners. that wouldn't even think of committing the crimes that some of these men have. And it's not just the men, it's the women as well. I want to go back to this really quick because I want you to see this. I just played this, if you're just joining us now, I just played this Senator Holly Grills Mayorkas. And if you're on social media platforms, I want you to see this because on the right side is the best that we have doing nothing but grilling. Look at the headline, Senator Holly Grills, right? Josh Hawley grills, John Kennedy grills, Marjorie Taylor grills, Lauren Boebert grills, Jim Jordan grills, Rand Paul grills, Jason Chaffetz grills, Trey Gowdy drills. Oh my good, okay. Daryl Issus grills, and the American people are happy. Yeah. Good job, Americans. Yeah. As long as they at least, you know, threaten them. You know what's crazy about this? This video that I played for you just a moment ago? Look at this. Go, Senator Hawley. One guy said, Hawley, he is my hero. Wow. Another person, must be a Christian here, that says, let's pray for the children. No, you're hiding behind prayers. You've been doing that long enough. It's time to do. It's not to just pray, okay? You can pray all you want. Lean up against a shovel and pray that the Lord digs a hole for you. It's not going to happen. And furthermore, when I'm talking about faith without works is dead, James 2:14 through 26, keep in mind, King David prayed all the time. Read the book of Psalms. 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, Kings. He prayed all the time. But also keep in mind, there was a Kairos and a Kronos moment, which means he went into the battlefield also to take on the Goliath, didn't he? Yeah. So it went a little bit further than you hiding behind your prayers saying, Jesus, do for us what we're unwilling to do for ourselves. And in this case, you know what? Pray for the children because we're not going to do anything on their behalf. We want you to do it, Lord. You do it for us. That is idolatry. That is idolatry. That God does not exist. I can tell you where he's going to bring forth the fruit of that is in judgment. Now, friends, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. You forsake your own mercy. You still have the time to do the right thing. And you sit there and you hide behind prayer. Shame on you. Let me keep going on here. I noticed on here, too, on the scroll here with Senator Hawley. Noticed that quite a few of them said he never answered a word. Talking about Mayorkas, the head of the DHS. No, he never answered a word because he doesn't have to answer a word. Because playing a video of Senator Hawley grilling Mayorkas, that's good enough for them. Because they know that's going to be good enough for you. Because you're not going to demand justice. Nope. You're going to suffer the injustice. And so it is. And so it is. I wanted to highlight this. I'm just cleaning up today, folks. I just seen this just a moment ago. Actually, right before the show, and I did a download on this, and it's actually pretty telling. And what it is, it has everything to do with what they call Hamas. Okay, now, I just had it here, and I might have to pull this up in just a couple minutes, and I think I may have found it. Let me see here. No, that's a different one. But Hamas, it's a Hebrew word. And you all know what Hamas means? It means violence. It's a violent spirit that is backed up by violence, right? That's the very definition. I kid you negative. I'm going to have to find this right when we come back. I just got done putting it together. And for some reason or another, I cannot find what I just put up. And that's a little bothersome, you know? Yes, that's definitely a little bothersome. I'm going to see if I can actually pull it up here because it is that important. Because I'm going to make a couple points on this as well concerning what they call Hamas, and it shows you who they are. Here, let me just do this. I'll pull this up during the break, and in the meantime, I want to highlight this. I want you to go back to the fact that they always pull up what they call ISIS. They always pull up Al Qaeda. They always pull up Hamas whenever they need it. Notice whenever they need it. Whenever they want to garner more control over a people, what do? They create a war. And you know what I'm telling you is true. And I'm not going to get into this whole thing, but you remember when George Bush said on September 11th, 1990, right? 11 years before September 11, 2001, he said, out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge, a new era free from the threat of terror. Today, that new world order is struggling to be born. He's telling you what they're doing. A world quite different from the one that we have known. If we are successful, and we will be, wow, isn't that crazy? Hey, folks, who do you find, when you understand the definition of the word terrorism, who do you find is being the responsible party that defines that word? Terrorism, again, Old English Dictionary, the Oxford's Dictionary, terrorism is a government by intimidation. That's what the word means. Again, I got to bring this up because it's very applicable to what we're going to be talking about, pertinent to what we're going to be talking about here for a moment. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, said James Madison, the fourth president, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. A foreign enemy. And James Madison went on to tell us that it's not a foreign enemy that's doing it. Okay? Let me go over, and I want you to listen carefully as to what this guy had to say. And he was a former British foreign secretary. His name was Robin Cook of the Inner Services Intelligence. Listen to what he said. He is on record stating, and put this up against the CIA, the American version of the Gestapo, said Truman, back in 47. Remember what this is all about when I define this, okay? Because we see this over and over and over again. And people have now come to the conclusion, more so than 20 years ago in a big way, because we see that we're not being attacked by foreign people. We're being attacked by a people within our gates that are acting foreign to who we are as a people under God. Listen, the truth is, this guy's name, again, is Robin Cook. He's no longer here with us. After he began to come out and make the people aware of who is responsible for what was going on, John Stockton said the CIA is responsible for creating hate, division, and destabilizing nations. Who is doing it? The CIA. He said, the truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. Okay? Former Foreign Secretary Robin Cook. And any informed intelligent officer knows this. But there is a proper campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for war against terrorism. Wait a second. A unified leadership. So how do you have to do that? If you want to give power over to someone else, there has to be a power transfer, right? So one group of people that owns the airwaves, that drives 94% of the narrative, which is all propaganda, they are the ones telling you who the enemies are and who the enemies aren't. Notice they're telling you that the enemies that you have are the ones that are actually obedient, good, upright, and righteous. They are Christians and they are constitutionalists. They want you to believe that they're the bad guys. See, this comes back to Revelation 12:10, where Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and it goes back to one of the minions that's now in hell, named Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda under Adolf Hitler, who said, accuse others of what you're guilty of. That's what's going on here. Everybody's bad, but the globalists, as they call themselves, right? That's what's happening. They think they're above the law, as you're about to see in a couple minutes. The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to get them and drive them to TV to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States of America. I guess we're imperialists now. I mean, it does line up with the fact that we have 737 bases in 142 countries. I didn't know that it was our job to do that. No, and you know how they do that, right? They tell you those countries, the leaders of those countries are devils, just like he said, and the American people need to go eradicate them. And what do we do in the meantime? We put military bases down and take those countries over. That's how you establish a global order. It's what's happening right now. That's, in fact, what is happening right now. So I'm going to take a hard break here, friends. I'm going to pull up this Hamas piece for you, and I want you to see for yourselves exactly what I'm talking about, and I'm going to define it for you. If I can find it, that's weird. I just had it pulled up, and now all of a sudden it disappeared. Well, nothing new here, friends. Nothing new here. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You guys have been quiet for the last couple days. What's going on? I mean, I know that there's censorship going on. 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking to you guys about, you know, who the terrorists are. I don't think it takes a genius to figure that out. As we unroll over the next hour up and coming, you're going to understand all the more. Okay? You're going to understand all the more. I'm going to show you some video as to the 6,000 and then the 2,000, which means there's 8,000 people making their way to our border right now. This is brand new information. This was just given to us 3 days ago. I played it right away, and I want you to see it again. But they're heading your way, Americans. Why are they heading your way? Because those within the gates that you tolerate as your said representatives are committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, by aiding and abetting, by stealing your money and giving it to them to come into this country. Matter of fact, just in the state of Minnesota here, probably about 40 minutes from where the studios are, interestingly enough, they're finding little camps all over the place filled with illegals. Do you hear what I said? They're finding little camps in Minnesota, the furthest state away from the southern border, in this particular case in the Midwest, They're finding little camps of illegals outside of the city. Wow. That doesn't raise your awareness. I don't think anything will. So, let's go back to what I just got done saying to you. Who are the terrorists? Terrorism described as government by intimidation. Isn't that what we've been seeing for the last 20 and 30 and 40 years in this country in a big way? Yep. We were warned about this in 1957 by MacArthur. Matter of fact, hang on. I'm going to go ahead and pull that up. MacArthur, General MacArthur, so you can hear what he said back in 1957 about blindly following the government. Let's see if it'll pull up. I did an article called Who Does Terrorism Work For? Just ask yourself who it is that gains from it. And then the first definition I have right here, friends, is the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Same thing with Adolf Hitler. Terrorism was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Now listen to what General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957. Hey, a government, by the way, which is acting outside of their scope of authority. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Is that what's going on? Oh, my goodness. This is in 1957 he said this. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency, right, which is the plea of tyrants. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. You all heard that, right? Just wanted to make clear. What's the threat now? Okay, so it's not Al-Qaeda. They don't need them right now. Which, by the way, if you go over to the Middle East, they'll tell you that Al-Qaeda is a created entity by the CIA. Okay? Same thing with ISIS. Okay? This isn't happening by chance. Okay? And history is repeating itself. Now, this is the kicker. This is the definition of Hamas, which only shows you that history is repeating itself. Remember, his dash story is my father's story. He controls all things from the past to the future and to the present. History is repeating itself because people are not learning from history. You ready for Hamas? Who's selling you Hamas now? Another evil monster. Or a evil, monstrous foreign power that's going to gobble us up. Who is it now? It's Hamas. That's who's going to get us now if we don't get busy. We got to send more money into those that are profiting from the propaganda. Like you said, representatives, not just a couple of them. It's pretty much all of them. I get the emails all day long from these people saying, we better do this or else. We better do this or else. No justice, but the people keep lining their pockets. Why? Because they know what this is all about. You know, somebody said the other day, Donald Trump, he's under attack. No, he's not. He's setting fundraising records right now. He already told you he'll never spend a day behind bars. Of course, how can he call that shot? He did. Again, just so you know, he called the shot. I told you there was nothing going to become of it. No. He's the point guy. They want you. All about defending Donald Trump right now, who is continuously doing fundraisers. I get him all the time. The guy, he raised hundreds of millions of dollars off the people that don't pay attention. He's not under attack. Who's telling you he's under attack? The mainstream media is. If they didn't care about Donald Trump, they would just go black on him. It would go dead. You'd never hear about them again. They're showing you who the players are. Now let's go to this. This is Hamas. Did you know what the word Hamas means in, let's take it a step further, Hebrews? It appears in the Bible in Genesis 6:11 that in the days of Noah, now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and the earth was filled with violence. It was filled with Hamas. Hamas is the Hebrew word for violent, for evil. You with me? Hamas is the Hebrew word for violent, for evil. Who's creating all of this? Hamas. Through the spirits of the disobedient, wicked and evil and violent men. Notice these violent men that I'm talking about never partake in the violence. They always pay someone else to do it for them. Useful idiots. And that word Hamas, is filled sometimes and translated, included in Jeremiah, if my memory serves correctly, as possessed. You are dealing with a demonically incarnate people by submitting to them instead of dealing with them. And the whole world is possessed by the spirit of Hamas. It stands in contrast to those that are filled with the spirit of God. There's the warfare right there. Hamas is demonic possession on an earth-wide basis. Demonic possession is the counterfeit of being filled with the Spirit. Again, Hamas is a spirit. Hamas is a violent and demonic spirit of, here it is, Antichrist. Anything and everything that wars against God. And why would they do that? I mean, do you ever think these people would have just a little itty-bitty question mark in their mind as to why am I warring against everything that God is? By the way, the devil is creation, the creation of God. There's no winning this war, bad guys. The only war that you're going to win is going to be a self-defeated war. You're going to find, as I did, but I repented because of the mercy of God, you're going to find that it's better for you to fall upon the rock than that rock to fall upon you, but you want to dare the justice of God. I'm here to tell you something. That wall, let me use this again metaphorically, that wall that your head's hitting up against, if it's still up and your head is still hitting the wall and it's not moving, that's a mercy of God. And it tells you and me that you still have time today to repent. That's what that is. When that wall falls over, you're going to wish that you would have. Well, you say, Bradley, listen to your message, man. You're driving me by fear. Everything is driven by fear. Do you not listen to the commercials? But, you know, that's all a mockery of the Spirit of God. We should repent. We should repent. There's a diabolical fear and there's a filial fear. Why should I repent? Because I've sinned before God. And when I see Jesus on the cross, I realize that it was my sin that put him on that cross. And I see the love of the Father through his Son to me and his willingness to crucify him for my sin and putting his Son in my place and redeeming me back through his spilt blood to wash me from my sins. You know, let me tell you this. When I was in Arlington Cemetery, if you go up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, you dare not disrespect those soldiers that are only known to God up at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. There is absolute respect that if you transgress, if you test those tomb guards that are walking back and forth guarding the Tomb of the Unknown, if you test them, you will get a response. And if you keep pushing them, you will get a real response. That's a natural analogy, 1 Corinthians 2:14. How much more concerning the Spirit? So it is. You feel a diabolical fear which drives you to the foot of the cross if it drives you there by the Holy Ghost, Romans 16, starting in verse 8. If not, I would fear. I would fear, and that diabolical fear is yours until you stand before the Lord, and a moment after you take your last breath, you're going to meet him on his terms, and you're going to wish you wouldn't. The Bible says that they were terror-stricken when they looked upon him.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.